I welcome you to the another episode of the Transfer Podcast. This is episode 16 on the Transfer Podcast, and today I'm going to make people out there, to those that be asking me question, how can I discover my own potential? How can I discover my own uniqueness? And today the call is for them and for you that listen to the podcast out there. I'm going to make the record of today so simple, in order for you to understand what your unique ability really means. So I want you to sit back and enjoy the episode of today. And my name is Akele Paul. I welcome you to the new episode of the Transfer Podcast.
Discover a God. Give you potential. Get the tips on how to manifest your talent. The Transfer Podcast.
Yeah. You're welcome once again to the another episode of Transfer Podcast. And today, like I said in the intro, that today I'm going to make you understand your unique ability, your uniqueness. And what you understand by uniqueness, uniqueness simply means the state or quality of being unique. That is your uniqueness. It means there's something in you that makes you special. Everybody know how to sing. Everybody know how to do things and come about. There's something different in your own way, in your own talent, in your own uniqueness. That's why you are unique. So every man is unique, like I said, to someone that every man is superior in his own talent. You are not inferior to anybody. So, as though that asking me many questions, how can I know my own potential? How can I know my own uniqueness? Today, I'm going to give us something that make us to know, to want to understand your own uniqueness. And before I will begin and give us four things that make you to understand that this is your own unique ability. And make us understand, you need to be visible to yourself. At least, you know your own potential, you should try to ask at least 20 people that surround you, people that are close to you, what do I know to do? What do you see me doing? They will be able to tell you better or what they discover about you. Like me, by the grace of God, I have discovered many people, their potential, and tell that this what you are, and they begin to do it, and they're working on that. So if you two are listening to the podcast, a very good opportunity, very good for you to listen and listen to it very carefully, because you're going to understand your own potential today. And like I said, every man is unique. Like I said earlier, you already have everything within you that you need to create an exceptional life. You have everything in you that make it to create your exceptional life. You are special. You are not like anybody. You are special in your own way. You know how to dance. Some people know how to dance many hours, they not feel tired. Some will know how to dance and they quickly tired. That will tell you to every man and their own, they have their own uniqueness. So today, at the heart of who you are lies the secret of your greatness, your greatest success. Like I said it, because today I'm going to tell you your uniqueness. What is in you that you think that is nothing? In a previous episode, I made you understand that talent in you may be small in your eyes, but it matter most to God. Is there something precious to God? Because it's embedded in you in order for you to fulfill your purpose on earth. Discovering your own uniqueness, it make you to discover your purpose of living. And your purpose of living has to do with what God had abandoned into your life. That is why the episode of today, the episode 16 of the Transformer Podcast, go to help you a lot in order for you to discover your own uniqueness. And I said, the art of who you are lies the secret of your greatest success, best quality of life, and biggest one. The biggest, like I said, I made some people to understand your biggest contribution to the world. This is your unique ability, a hardwired set of natural talent that you are passionate about doing in every area of life. There's something in you that you're passionate about. Like yesterday, I was at home and a lady called me. She said, "Paul, please, I wish to see you. How can I see you?" And I bowed to go for my breakfast. And I said, "That's okay, I will be there." And my younger sister asked me a question. "But why can't you wait and eat?" I said, "Come on, I will come back. When I come back, I will eat the food." I'm so passionate in attending to people, able to discover who they are. And I love that even more than eating the food. Even Jesus Christ said in the book of John, he said, "My meat, I'm afraid to do the will of him that sent me." There's something in you that you don't do it, you don't feel happy. And when you are doing it, you fool as if you have the whole world in your possession. That is your unique ability. Every man has it. ask people around you, what do you take me, what do you notice me doing? Like in one I said I helped last week, I help her and I say sit down. I would rather talking, and the end of the day, you say, oh, Paul, I'm good at that. I don't know that that's my unique ability. And I say, I'm going to work on that. And many of them, none of them like that, they are starting using and explore their unique ability. And for you that out there, you are not exceptional. You can discover your own uniqueness because it's part of your destiny for you to discover it. It is you at your best. That's it. A completely different way of thinking. As everyone encourage you to improve in areas where you struggle. No, your unique ability is a rare that you don't struggle at all. You do them with ease. Like me, I love talking to people, encouraging them. If I'm doing that, I don't feel angry. I don't feel tired. And I basically that no, I need to do something with this. My talking, I can't be talking and talking and talking. My talking, my base on something. And by the grace of God, I'll be helping people. Many people around me, and they are being blessed to me. This is my destiny. This is the reason why I'm living. I've discovered the purpose. And for you that listen to out there, you too, you are joining me today because I have a time to make this record. And for those out there to discover themselves also. Mind you, in the book of Matthew, the Bible says, for those that gave the talent, 5, 2, and 1. 5 used his own wisely, the 2 used his own wisely, and the 1 buried his own. And the Bible says, at the end of the day, they are judged. So to tell you, if any man refuses to discover their uniqueness and use it for the glory of God, oh, come on, there's going to be a condemnation. And for you that listen to me out there, not to be condemned, you have to discover your own uniqueness. Let's begin like this and begin to see. If you are like most people, the answer is yes. This is how most of the world think and operate. But does it truly make your life better? Do you absolutely love doing it now that you are better at it? I guess it is not done, and I believe you shouldn't do something that you struggle at. You should do something that you are very, very easy for you. You don't stress yourself, you do it. That is your own unique ability. It lies in you for you to discover it, and you must discover it today. Unique ability, like I said, your uniqueness is a complete different mindset that honor your natural strength. That is it. Your unique ability, your uniqueness is a completely different mindset that honor your natural strength within you and come most naturally to you. That is your uniqueness. It comes naturally to you. You don't struggle before you do them. You know how to sing, you know how to do this and that. Not many people that know. I have some people in Nigeria here, but they start their own dance drama. That drama, people are looking at them. Ah, this one, are they crazy? Are they mad? The way they are doing it. And today they become a celebrity because they find it easy for them to do. Like you listen to me out there. Are you a singer? Are you a singer? But you what you have been doing have not been blessed people. You do a struggle today, you break down, tomorrow you rise up again. And take the time for you to discover something that comes naturally to you. It is you at your very best. This way you are created and what people count on you for. People will love. Sometimes they go when I'm in Lagos, Nigeria. When people see me, I talk to them and I talk to youth and I encourage them to give a word of transformation. I never know that I'm a minister of transformation. Even before God told me that you are a minister of transformation. After I finish everything, people will say, oh, Paul, you really transform my life today. You really do this and that. When I talk to the young, Paul, you really transform my life today. When I talk to the old one, you really transform my life today. And I see that one day. What do you mean of this? I love doing this thing. If I don't do it in a day, I don't feel happy until when I do it. It's my unique ability. You as your own in you. Life's waiting for the world to listen to you. You have something in you that the whole world is waiting for. The any expectation of the creation waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. People of the world are waiting for your uniqueness in order for you to bless them. It's in you. Discover it today. Like I said, let's begin like this. Imagine knowing exactly what you are good at. Imagine knowing exactly what your unique ability is. The unique ability discovering leads you to the answer. and to the possibility of having the people most fun life, whatever that might mean to you. Meet the Lord to every man that discover himself. Ask people around you what are good at. All are people around you, your friend, people around you can tell you better, and what you also can sit down and discover, what do I love doing? It's lies in you, may very hard for you, but through this I will tell you. If not to think what we are talking about, uniqueness is, we have some people, sometimes they have a story. Two people were invited to sing the same song. The first one sang and people were clapping, and the second person mowed the podium and sing the same song, and after you finish his own song, people begin to weep and cry. You can see everybody has his own uniqueness. The way he sang his own, different from the way the first person sang his own song. That will tell you that your uniqueness. In my own way, when I teach people, people have been saying, oh, but I want you to come and teach us once again. Not that they didn't see anybody to teach them. They have many people that taught them anything. But there's something unique in my own teaching. Because we attend anything when I'm teaching, you really enjoy. The reason is, I will make you happy. You feel comfortable. Not you listen to a message through me and begin to feel that I will the person just finish what he's talking. I don't really enjoy. No, you enjoy it. Like when there's something to you. You are a teacher. There's a uniqueness in what you are doing. Start to discover it. What are the people saying? If I be doing that, people don't testify and don't tell you that they are blessed through what you are doing, you better sit down and discover a uniqueness in you. I will not give it a four powerful resolve of finding your uniqueness, your ability, unique ability. First one is self-knowledge. The self-knowledge is the first thing that you need. The four powerful. Don't forget I said, this is the Transformer Podcast, and my name is Akeni Paul. And today, episode 16 of the Transformer Podcast, I know you really enjoy it. So, everyone, your first one, the powerful of finding your unique ability, first one is self-knowledge. Everyone has a unique ability. Do you know yours? That's the question. Uncovering the unique set of talent. That is unique talent that you endless energy for. You have an energy of doing it. Like this one I'm making today. It's the morning. I wake up the morning. I praise God. And I pray and praise God. I will totally lead another episode to the people out there to understand their uniqueness. I'm passionate about this. And my purpose on the Transform Podcast is to help you discover your God-given potential, your God-given unique ability, and to give you tips on how to manifest to the glory of God. That's my focus on the Transformer Podcast. So, your endless energy for, and then coming up with the word to describe it, give you a deeper, and that most other people never have. That will tell you, nobody is like you. You are special. That's one thing I want you to know. That's something in you. Nobody has it. That is why God don't want us to die without fulfilling purpose. Because when you die, like our Father the Lord said, my Father the Lord, Pastor E. Adebe, he said something. He said someone that you preach to that will become born again. If I preach to them, they may not become born again. And those I will preach to and become born again and surrender life to Jesus, if Pastor E. Adebe, you preach to them, they will never change. That will tell you there's something in you that makes you special. You have to discover it today, my dear. You have to discover it today. You have to discover it. Think of the advantages that can give you. You are special. You are not like anybody. You have a unique way in your own way, in the area of your talent. Do you know that no one is exactly like you? Likewise, your ability is unique. Your ability is unique. No one is like you in the area of your ability. No one. Not appreciating your unique ability is an all stumbling block to actualize using it as much as you can and reaping all the reward that come with that. Once you get that you do have a unique ability and you can put word to it and find more and more way to apply it, imagine how your life can change. You acknowledge, you have the knowledge that this is what I love to do. Now sit down. How will I begin to do these things? And what you find yourself doing, naturally, come naturally to you. That you don't struggle. That is your unique ability. You are talented. There's something that you are making special. Your uniqueness is what I'm teaching you today. And did the Transformer Podcast. And number two, clarity. When, don't forget I say, I'm giving you four powerful ways of defining your unique ability. Two, clarify. That is clarity. When you start looking deeper, into your unique ability, which you will certainly do going to the book and the note of exercise. The fullness around your unique ability will become more clearer. This clarity will be your best filter for every decision you make in life. How can you spend your time? The best people you can create value for. The culture you want to be part of your relationship. Now, this out of the clarity, what you want to use it for. Like me, you know, when I say I know how to talk, I wonder not sit down. What can I be doing with this talking? Would I be just be talking anyhow? No. I now discover that myself that I love advising people, I love counseling people, and I started doing it. And I give myself a priority. If I don't do it a day, I'm not fulfilled. I'm not doing it a day. Call someone and discover a person. This is what you're good at. I like to do it. And many like that have begin to manifest in the area of talent. But grace of God, because I found myself and I built it on something to impact life, to give people what they need. Likewise, you, there's something in you that the clarity or a filter and that's a relationship. What you want to base that your unique ability on is what you need to be clear about. It will pull boundary around the playground where you will create the most value while having the most fun. It keep the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. It means less pain, fewer messes, much less frustration, and more creativity, contribution, and impact. What the areas you want to be doing your things? You want to sing? You can do it in a way that can help people. Like the one I saw last week, I discovered his sister, and she said, I love dancing, but would I be dancing anyhow? And I said, okay, sit down. I'm going to help you out. I went there to talk about more than 2 hours. At the end of the day, we arrived on something. And I said, you know how to dance? What do you know to? He said, I know how to dance to Fox. I go, wow, that a Fox? Okay, this is how to study. And she said, sing for me. And she sang. After I said, can you dance to that? And she said, and now she has started, begin to gather people that are going to start that. That's a unique ability. In other way, to make some people happy, to make some people to pass something to their life, to the melody of the song, and to the dance and the demonstration of what they know how to do. What is in you? You have a unique ability that you need to discover today. Another thing, the third one is confidence. Know your unique ability is validating. This is the real you. The unique ability discovery process gives you a way to draw that out, put word to it, and truly see the value of it. The result is an immediate boost of confidence. If you have confidence in that way, because many people, like I said, I'm going to make it a record, but not yet, I'm not making it now. And third, insurity complex passes your talent. Most of people, they lack confidence. Self-esteem, that's what make it from people. Not that from people don't have a talent. Many people out there have a talent. Don't allow insurity complex from people not to do more than me. No, you are unique in your own way. You're special in your own way. Nobody's like you. Nobody is like you, and that will make you understand what I'm saying today. Your fingerprint, nobody can use it. Your fingerprint is different from other people. They gather millions of people together. Nobody, your fingerprint can be equal or the same thing. That is to tell you, you are special in the way that God created you. Why you need to discover your own potential. Once you recognize it, value, and start making decisions based on it, building your life around it, you will have another arc boost of confidence. That's what I want to say. Unique ability is the greatest confidence booster. That's it. You have it. I believe something. Whatever I want to give people, I'm not afraid to talk. I once a choir, but that choir, if they give me a mic to sing, by the time I sing one song, I won't remember any song again. I wonder and look at myself. But when I go out for evangelism to preach to people, I'm very confident, I'm very bold, I love doing it, and I say this thing very easy for me. And I left the choir, and everybody in the congregation said, Paul, why are you stopping the going easy? You have a good voice. Yes, I have a good voice, but I don't feel fulfilled in that area. Let me go the area that know that I love doing, and I begin, and I let the choir begin to preach and preach to people, go house to house and begin to do it. And today I found myself, oh, I love it, and I fulfill whenever I do it. So that to tell you, I'm unique in that way. I love it. It's an ability in me that I need to use. So you having it, that is all a booster. But failure to know your unique ability can make you look inferior to those who know their own ability. You shouldn't look inferior. You are superior in your own way. Say to me, whenever you're listening to the podcast, say to yourself, I'm superior. I'm not inferior to anybody. There's something in you. There's a potential in you. There is a unique ability in you. Out there, the door that listens to the podcast, the transformer podcast, I'm making it a call for those that be asking a question about how can I know my own potential. And number four is permission. Once you see the value of operating from a unique ability, mindset, and all that is possible as a result, you will become more and more comfortable giving yourself permission to let go of activities outside your unique ability. Other unique ability. I don't know how to keep record, and I was chosen to be a secretary. And I say, I don't love it. Give me an evangelism. Give me a PRO. You see how I fulfill. I let go things outside my unique ability. I don't love doing something I'm not feeling fulfilled. I do something I feel fulfilled. That's me. Likewise, you. There's something you love doing. I'm passionate about this. I'm concerned about this, and I want you also to be concerned about what I'm saying today. You have a unique ability in you. You will be able to draw a line between what you will and won't. Spend your time doing and let go without guilt. A unique ability, right fit life, is satisfying, rewarding, and fun. Every man has it in them. So today, you have been listening to the Transformer Podcast, and listen to the episode of today, episode 16 of the Transformer Podcast, and I say it's a special one today because it's something I sat down and I see that people need to discover. I'm passionate about that. Someone else's idea of who you are. A unique ability gives you the permission, freedom, and confidence to take a stand and do what works best for you. If you don't take charge of your future, others will. Your unique ability is your life. Discovering your unique ability is truly a step-by-step process that can take time and practice. Go at your own pace. Do it the way that feels comfortable to you. The trick is to just get started. That's what you need. Sit down. It's in you. You may have been doing it before. Like a sister I'm talking about, she have been doing it, but she never know that's an area of her unique ability. You always say another, and to glory of God today, she has started it. You too can start it. Give yourself permission to give up doing one thing you have always hated doing, something that you are not good at, and step your energy, find a different strategy to get it done. That is opens up some space to start doing more of something you love. Do something you love. It's in you. Discover and sit down and look at yourself very well. No more working on weakness. We always focus on working on our weakness. That's another thing I was talking about. I give up four things that will make us to find that ability in us. And now I want to give you, before I conclude of today's record, I would like to tell you, don't focus on your weakness alone. Weakness is the trick of the devil. Why? Your confidence, looking at your unique ability, is the God given things in order to fulfill. Many people focus on their weakness. They don't focus on their unique ability. You have a unique ability. You have something in you that makes you special. Focus on that. Don't only focus on your weakness. Instead, many people, no more working on weakness. Instead, without apology, start working on the unique ability, talent, your talent, that will free you up to the person you want to be. Your best you. Most people take time to know their weakness instead of working on their unique ability. Knowing your unique ability is a best way to working on your weakness. That's it. Fulfillment is sure for everyone who know the God-given ability in them. You have ability in you. Today, like I said, I work on your uniqueness. I want to discover there's something special in you. Hospitality is another unique ability. Not everybody that can welcome visitors. Not everybody that cares about people. Like sometimes they go, I have a man of God, sorry to say, I have a problem and I don't have any shelter for 11 months. And my pastor from my own church did not say something. He said, we don't welcome visitors in the house. To be sincere, I never feel offended in what he said. Because I know not everybody that know how to welcome people. But mind you, this is a pastor, I find a job for many people. But how to welcome with their house, they don't know how to do it. That's tell you, do you know how to welcome people? You love hospitalizing people? Yeah, that will tell you that unique ability. Find a way doing it. Ask some people their own to be helping. I have a friend, he's a friend of mine in Ghana. He know how to help the less privileged. As a matter of fact, he's a secondary school owner, and with the little money as the help, the light privilege, the widows, and today he's doing great because even the Airtel, the networking organization, they help him. That will tell you that there's something in you that make you special. If you know how to do all these things, God will be happy about it. God will give you an ability enough for how to start all these things. Today, before I put an end to today's episode, I want to look deep to your life. I want you to look at what you know how to do best. Something people have been talking about you. You know how to do it, you have to do that. Start something today. And I said, like I said earlier, don't forget that I give you a word that said to you, and make it register in your memory that say you already have everything within you that you need to create an exceptional life in you. You have already everything you need in you to create exceptional life is in you. Don't forget, you can't die. Don't avoid to die without fulfilling, without using that unique ability in you. It's a better than you. It's like a precious gem hiding on the delete or the soil that we need to dig and dig deep to discover. It's in you. How many of you, after you are building your house, you not discover that there's a gold under your building? Won't you destroy the house and find out and bring out the gold? Likewise, your potential, your unique abilities in you lie there. You must dig and dig deep to bring it out on you. It's in you, and you must know that you, if you don't find your life, someone else will find it for you. And don't forget, I give you 4 things today, powerful thing to divine your unique ability. Your self-knowledge, you know it. And the second, clarity. And the third one, I gave you, I said, confidence. And the last one is permission. Today, I put a name to record of today. This is the Transformer Podcast, and my name is Akele Paul. The next we meet on this episode, on the episode 17, I will say, be renewed and be transformed. God bless you.